neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A political analyst believes the ANC would need to prioritise challenges around inequality and corruption if it hopes to regain public trust. The party's four-day National General Council gets underway in Johannesburg today. Thousands of members are expected to gather to evaluate the organisation's overall health, policies and performance in government. Analyst Imran Bakas says the party is grappling with internal fractures and declining electoral support.
30 years into liberation, and the ANC, it's lost its majority at the last election. So I think issues of reform, issues of renewal, issues of addressing discipline, ethics, misconduct within the party are all likely to feature very prominently.
Bakas believes the stability of the GNU depends on unity within the ANC.
We're seeing contradictory public statements. We're seeing a GNU that is not ideologically aligned over a whole range of issues, foreign policy issues, domestic issues, issues in terms of South Africa-US relation.
A crime analyst says the country needs to urgently rethink how it protects whistleblowers. Marius van der Merwe, who testified as witness D at the Matlanga Commission, was gunned down outside his Brakpan home on Friday night. The security professional implicated suspended Ikurileni, Deputy Metro Police Chief Julius Mkhwanazi, and private security personnel in violent crimes, including robbery, torture and murder. Mike Bolhes, a specialist investigator, feels the system is failing those who expose corruption and violent crime.
The only way to fix it properly is to make sure that any information that is of such value that a person giving that information's life is in danger or family must be kept, number one, extremely, extremely private and confidential. If the information is of such that they would know for a fact that this person could be killed or others because of this information, like in this case.
He believes van der Merwe's testimony holds clues for investigators probing his assassination.
There's a lot of information already given that would stand because it's all recorded, it's on video, it's all there. So the information that van der Merwe gave is not lost. What was presented by him, there's other people involved as well. All of them must be brought in.
Gauteng Premier Panya Silosufi says authorities are intensifying operations on both legal and illegal alcohol outlets following Saturday's horrific mass shooting in Pretoria. Three gunmen stormed an illegal tavern inside Saltsville Hostel and shot dead 12 people, including three minors. 13 others were wounded. Here's the provincial government's Elijah Mhlanga.
The Premier has also requested those that have evidence or were witness or have information that can assist the police to make arrests to provide that information to the police.
And Israel's Prime Minister says he expects the second phase of the US-sponsored ceasefire plan for Gaza to begin soon. Benjamin Netanyahu has added that he would meet President Donald Trump this month. The truce, in effect since the 10th of October, has halted the war that began in 2023, but it remains delicate as Israel and Hamas accuse each other of violations. The plan's initial step saw Israeli troops withdraw to positions behind a so-called yellow line in Gaza. The second stage concerns disarming Hamas, the further withdrawal of Israeli forces as a transitional authority is established, and the deployment of an international stabilization force. Back home, we've got a high of 29 degrees in Durban today, Richards Bay 34, Maritzburg 31. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
One match in the English Premier League tonight. Man United travel to Wolves at 10 p.m. Norwegian Christopher Reitan wins the Nedbank Golf Challenge. And in case you missed it earlier, Lando Norris wins the F1 World title for the first time.